Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Colorado cake case has now been argued before the United States Supreme Court. The justices have already met and they've already made their vote. Of course, we do not know which way they are going. At this point in time, someone has been assigned to write this opinion, but we won't know the results for several months. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This case, known as Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission, is an exceptionally important case because it is the first time before the United States Supreme Court they're considering the clash between free speech and the LGBT agenda, including laws that add sexual orientation and gender identity to their ordinances or their statutes, as in this case, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, Matt, came after Jack Phillips because he refused to have his artistic talents and his free expression co-opted by the state to promote a message that violates his conscience and free exercise of religion, a message that promotes same-sex ceremonies. He should have the right to do that. The Colorado Civil Rights Commission said, no, you violated the law and you will be fined, penalized. And that's the case that was just argued before the U.S. Supreme Court.
And the Colorado Civil Rights Commission is one of the most inappropriately named organizations in the country. This is just one of those so-called civil rights star chambers that is really just a tool and extension of the LGBT agenda. And they proved that. I spoke before them and challenged them and could not get an answer from them as to why they apply it disparately. When a Christian customer went into a pro-homosexual bakery and asked for a cake that would look like a Bible to be made, they refused. Well, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission said that that was not a violation, whereas the exact opposite, when a Christian baker says, no, I can't violate my conscience, use my gifts and my skills to make you a so-called gay wedding cake, they go after them and destroy them reputationally. Jack Phillips has been destroyed reputationally, financially. He's hanging on by a thread and his business is losing millions of dollars over this.
The wedding cakes he made are up to 40% of his business. So right now he's not making any wedding cakes because of this.
Yeah, he stopped making any wedding cakes because they were forcing him, if you're going to make any wedding cake, you've got to make it also for same-sex ceremonies. Well, you know, the fact is that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission has a double standard.
Mm-hmm.
In this other case, if Jack Phillips is violating the law, then the other case is violating the law. In both cases, I believe that both bakers, Jack Phillips on the one hand, and the homosexual baker, on the other hand, have the right to say, I'm not baking this
sure.
or that cake.
Yeah, of course, because it endorses a message that they disagree with. You can't force people. That's slavery when you force people to violate their conscience and endorse a message that they disagree with.
You know, and this is such a critical case because this affects all of us. You know, whether you're a Christian photographer and you don't want to photograph a same-sex wedding, or, you know, a Jewish person doesn't want to shoot a wedding on the Sabbath, or a Muslim caterer doesn't want to provide pork for a secular event. Those kind of things affect all of us. So this case is critical, you know, as far as making a decision of how things are going to go in the future for our rights.
Yeah, and somebody who's a movie maker doesn't want to make a movie, not because you're homosexual, but because they want to make a movie celebrating a Pride Week, so-called, or something of that nature, and you say, no, I can't do that.
Right.
You know, we ought to be able to have the freedom to be able to say, I'm not going to have my free speech co-opted mm-hmm. by the government and speak the script that the government wants me to speak. The freedom of speech is not only what you can say, but also the freedom to refuse
Absolutely.
To speak, and certainly the freedom to refuse to speak the government's message. And that's what this case is about. So it has a much broader implication than just bakers or florists or restaurant owners or photographers. It affects all of us, Matt. If the government can tell you, here's the script, you must say it, and you say, that script violates my conscience, in whatever form, whether it's here's the script in terms of you need to use your church facilities for same-sex ceremonies. You need to ultimately preach this or that from the pulpit. Mm-hmm. You can't do this or that in your church school with regards to how you're going to express yourself, your sincerely held religious convictions. Then if that's the case, we've lost our basic freedom.
Absolutely. Yeah, where does it stop? I mean, if they can compel a Christian baker to bake a pro-gay wedding cake and use his individual gifts and talents and force him, compel him affirmatively to endorse and speak the official government line, what's to stop them from forcing a pastor from the pulpit to say that the Bible is wrong and that homosexuality is good? They can force them to speak affirmatively whatever the government's message is. It is a gross violation.
Yeah, you've got 21 states right now that have what's called public accommodation laws. Now, the public accommodation laws came out of the 1960s, and that was where people were saying that if you're black, you can't come into the hotel. If you're black, you can't come into the restaurant. So these public accommodation laws included religion, race, etc. Some of these laws, 21 states, have actually added either sexual orientation or gender identity to these otherwise immutable or constitutionally protected liberties, whether it's race or freedom of religion.
And those are all protected under the Civil Rights Act and by federal law, Matt. Is
right.
Gender identity or sexual orientation protected under federal law?
No, it's not. And in fact, if you look at race, for example, it's protected under the Constitution because we had the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution that especially addressed that. Freedom of religion, the First Amendment, which is part of the Bill of Rights. So these are constitution protected, but the LGBT agenda, sexual orientation, gender identity are not. They're not protected in the federal law. They're not protected in the U.S. Constitution. So what we have here are these 21 states that have added it anyway, and they include California and six other states in the West, Illinois and three other states in the upper Midwest, 10 states on the East Coast from Maryland to Maine. No state in the South or on the Great Plains has such a law, but it's quite widespread. So the Jack Phillips case, if it goes the wrong way, Matt, it will ultimately, I believe, lead to persecution where governments, whether it's Colorado or whatever, will literally target these individuals, Christians and people of moral faith and values, for specific punishment for not towing the government line to promote the LGBT agenda.
And isn't that the goal, Matt?
Right.
This was never about preventing alleged discrimination against LGBT people. This was always about affirmatively forcing people to endorse and celebrate and take part in the new orthodoxy. And this is the government pitting the LGBT agenda against the free exercise of religion.
Right. Our client, Kim Davis, for example, went to jail for 6 days because she chose not to sign the marriage license, to affirm a same-sex union. I think it's just the beginning, and this case is going to be precedent on that.
Baronelle Stutzman, she is someone who could lose everything.
Oh.
Everything.
Yeah.
Her property, everything her life savings, and she's the florist.
That happened to Melissa's Cakes, didn't it?
Melissa's
another
Cakes,
bakery.
Yeah, over $100,000 for them. And what that means is, even though Baronelle services and provides different kinds of cupcakes and arrangements or whatever it might be, in this case, floral arrangements, Arlene's Flowers, even though she provides that to people who are homosexual, and even in the case of the guy who made a complaint for 9 years, I believe it was, provided these kinds of things to him, will not participate in celebrating a same-sex ceremony. And because of that, she could lose everything. Well, this case is critically important. It's already been argued. The justices have already voted. Someone is drafting the opinion. We just don't know which way it's going to go. Doesn't mean that your prayers should stop, because we have clear precedent, both in the 1992 abortion case and also in the Obamacare case, where the justices voted one way, and it was 5-4 one way, and within 30 days or somewhere after 30 days before the case was released, they switched. One of them switched, and the case went the opposite way and ultimately ended up going the opposite. That's what happens in some cases. It could happen here. We just don't know which way it's going. So continue to pray until we ultimately get the final decision. But either way, it's going to be exceptionally important. Pray for the Masterpiece Cake case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember us in your prayers and financial support. Any contribution to Liberty Counsel between now and midnight your time will be doubled with our matching challenge grant. So take advantage of it. May you continue to stand for family, faith, and freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.